Welcome to The Hitch, week 7.
Hi.
Hi.
It's day 51.
It is.
And it's the start of week 7.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's okay. Right. I just edited together 7 episodes that start with Welcome to the Hitch, week six. So I hope it's the start of week 7.
Wow.
It's a lot of weeks.
Yeah, but the last couple of days, I've just been like freaked out about how close we're getting to the end. Like, I'm just like, no.
You know, it was interesting. I guess this is sort of a meta The Hitch story, but last night I was editing week 6, you know, and week 6 started in Billings, Montana, and that was a low episode.
Yeah. Like,
you haven't listened back to it yet.
No, but you'll
hear
it.
You're not going
to like
it.
I hear it when, because Dan does all the editing, I hear it when you guys hear it. So it's always kind of a surprise to me. I'm always like, I hope it sounds okay.
but anyway, what's interesting is like that was just a low episode. Like you were really not in a good spot, and you know, just we were all wiped out. And man, what a difference a week makes.
Yeah.
You know, like
I agree.
We downshifted, you know, what we were trying to accomplish, and we are hanging out in the Black Hills, and just like, you know, like a week ago, if you had asked me like, oh, are you ready for it to be done? I'd be like, I think I might be, you know? Yeah. And now I'm like, no way, you know?
Yeah,
and just
true.
Like, I feel so much more kind of awake and alive and excited than I did at the, you know, back when we were in Billings, back at the end of the Montana run. And it's great. You know?
It is great. I've thought a lot about how, and I know this from just personal experience, I mean, but like how much when you're physically exhausted, it affects your mental state. And that definitely was happening to me. Like I was definitely feeling pretty low and just getting some rest. I mean, we've had these great days where we're doing stuff, but then like many days we come back and nap, which is just such a luxury and such a gift. And and that makes all the difference in the world. And I wake up and I'm like, ooh, what are we gonna do? What's for dinner? You know, just having that energy, that just makes all the difference.
Yeah.
Like physical exhaustion.
Really
I mean, physical and mental. Oh my gosh.
So but yeah, like feeling good enough that, you know, we've really been pretty explicitly keeping it close to the campsite the last couple of days. And, you know, today we woke up and we were like, you know what, like, let's go down to Rapid City. Mm-hmm. There were a couple of things that we needed that you just can't get up here. You know, you had finished your book and, there was a, you know, pretty decent indie bookstore down there.
Yeah.
And the 13-year-old wanted to hit a game store, which there was one, but unfortunately,
a lot of things are closed
on
Sunday.
You know,
and City's still pretty small.
Yeah, it's still surprisingly
it's the biggest
small.
Thing around,
really cute
but
downtown.
It's really
but,
cute. Yeah, it's cute, but it is small, and
but
so there's not
small.
A lot, and so much was closed on Sunday.
Yeah, but you know, that's like 45 minutes away. So like that was a commitment of a drive. And and you know, we basically spent what 3/4 of the day down there. You know,
we spent a lot
between
longer
the,
down
yeah,
there than
the
we expected. We kind of
using the internet
decided we wanted to go out to lunch, then had to make all these decisions and ended up like, you know, having pizza. So it wasn't like it wasn't like we discovered some grand place. But, we just kind of bumped around downtown.
Yeah.
You know, the bookstore we found was great. I got a good book I'm excited about, like, you know. But the really fun thing we did, so we were just kind of cruising around Rapid City, and when we were driving in, we saw a sign that was like Dinosaur Park. And
yeah,
we're like, what's
like just
that?
Like one of those green municipal signs with an arrow.
Like, yeah. Huh? And our 13-year-old was talking to our 3-year-old, like, oh, do you want to go to the dinosaur park? And I was crabbing at him, like, don't offer stuff up that, you know, whatever. Like, you know, because it's like if you tell the 3-year-old something like that, yeah, they'll be like, yeah. And we were like on our way to do a bunch of other stuff. So, you know, after I had eaten and was less crabby, we were like, or Dan, you were like, I'm going to look it up.
Yeah.
And it turns out, well, do you want to explain it since you were the guy who looked it up and all that?
It is a, you know, so there are a lot of fossils and geology stuff based out of Rapid City and throughout this whole area. And in the 30s, some,
Wasn't it like 39
it was
or something?
36. Oh, 1936. The city of Rapid City decided to contract with a sculptor to make
so good
life-sized sculptures of dinosaurs.
Yeah.
As a city park, but also as like a Depression era works, you know, program. To actually like make the park and do the road and, you know, all of that stuff. So it was like sort of a civic project to, you know, build something, but it also was like, if you think about, you know, Pee-wee's Big Adventure, when
it always
have
comes
the,
back to Pee-wee.
It does. Doesn't
it always
it?
Does.
This
and it, and
weeks,
it, and that
really
makes me so happy. That makes me so
but
happy.
But like, you know, the sort of roadside attraction dinosaur stuff, like that's predates like all of that.
Right.
And was a hit enough that here in 2018, almost 100 years later, it's still standing.
Yeah.
And where is it standing, Janice?
At the top of a very high and steep hill.
Yeah.
Dare
like
I say,
the highest
mountain.
Hill
like,
in
very high and windy little steep road, which was beautiful. In fact, that was my favorite part of the whole thing. I love the dinosaurs, but it was like just driving up that road was gorgeous with striking like 360-degree views when you get to the top.
It is.
So
the it's highest the mountain or
around.
Hill or whatever around.
Yeah.
Like high enough that the, you know, not far from the dinosaur park are all of the radio towers and cell towers and all of that.
I would
for
call that a mountain.
Rapid City.
That was a mountain.
It was big.
Yeah.
It was not
big.
A hill.
No, it was not. It was in this mountainous area where there were these really fancy homes and just beautiful. You
but
know,
you
views
could
everywhere.
Just see the whole city. You could,
but
see,
you could
all
see the whole
way
city.
To the Black
it
Hills.
Was such a, not to sound super cheesy, but it felt like such a gift because it was like, what? Oh, we were just going to stop at some
this
quirky
park.
Dinosaur park. And all of a sudden we have the best view imaginable of Rapid City, which was super cool because we had also discovered like the little downtown and just kind of, I felt like we were seeing Rapid City kind of for the first time, even though we've been here through here several times. So that was really cool.
Yeah.
Like, it was beautiful. And I definitely recommend it if you're in this area to take the time to go up there. Plus, like, the totally wacky dinosaurs.
They are amazing.
That are so kind of janky. And
they are super janky.
As our 3-year-old said about the Brontosaurus or whatever kind of dinosaur that was, he was like, he's nervous.
Yeah, and he really did have a very
like,
nervous look on his face.
His eyes were like bulging out of his head.
His big wide eyes.
And like,
on.
Yeah, they're not exactly super realistic, but they're great.
They were great.
They were
really
great.
Were this funny little unexpected treat, you know,
it was
like
a,
just
it was a treat for sure.
Super, you know, like, I mean, I'm sure they were the height of science in the 30s.
Do you think?
Probably.
I wonder about that.
I think making a full scale,
like, it could just be a wacky artist person who was not necessarily scientific about any of it.
They didn't not look like dinosaurs.
They definitely look like dinosaurs.
Yeah. And they
but
didn't not look like the dinosaurs they were supposed to be.
I bet the facial expressions were not.
Well,
quite.
Yeah. I think that
the
part
nervous.
Maybe. But it was really cool.
It was
and
really
it was
cool. It was really cool. And it was so chill. Like, it was like they, you know, kids were climbing all over.
Yeah.
And nobody cared. It didn't matter. Like, it was just kind of a fun place where there were a bunch
and
of families
was,
up there.
It was nice because, you know, we kind of stayed longer than we had expected.
Yeah.
You know, Rapid City again sprawled out. So, like, we wanted to do a grocery shop at a, you know, big box place. Yeah. And that was a little further away than I had expected. Yeah. And then, of course, those places just suck the life out of you. And so by the end of it, it was like, oh, we still have like 45 minutes to get back to the campsite. Like, let's just go. And you were like, no, let's do it. And I was like, okay, fine. You know, and then you start this climb and it's like, okay.
It's a really narrow road.
Yeah, it's narrow, windy road. And then it was like, man, this was worth it. Like, it was I was so ready to be like...
You climb fast, too, so it doesn't take long for you to get to the top. And anyway, sorry.
But it just, like, I was really ready to be like, nah, you know what? Yeah. Like, 3-year-old doesn't remember, 13-year-old doesn't care.
Yeah, let's
like,
just, let's get back. Let's just,
And, man, it was such a good reminder of, like, you know what? Sometimes put in the effort.
Yeah,
you know,
take the time. All the way there.
Yeah.
Go ahead and finish.
Yeah.
And do the thing that's fun. The crazy thing, we're up at the top, and then the road kind of stays up really high for quite a while. I think it was called Skyline View or Skyline Road
or something.
And it very much was that. And it just, I mean, again, had this remarkable view of, like, all sides.
Yeah.
It was just incredible. And really fancy, big houses.
Yeah.
And I noticed a number of them had these giant garages with, like, extra tall ceilings. And guess what they had parked in many of their garages and
what,
driveways.
What, Janice?
I'm going to tell you.
Oh, good.
Trailers.
Yeah.
RVs, motorhomes, like these giant fifth wheels and Class A motorhomes and stuff that all these people had. And it's such a part, I mean, I realize, I think a lot more people have them in the West. I'm just going to guess. I just feel like it's a bigger part of the culture out here. But anyway, the remarkable thing about that was not that they had them. I was very envious of their big garages with high, you know, doors that they could get them in. That would be amazing. But they drove them up that road, Dan.
I can't even imagine.
They drove them up that road.
I mean, if you
think
back...
There was no other way.
If you think back to when we did the Needles Highway...
Yeah.
You know, I drove that, and I was never nervous the whole drive.
Surprisingly,
because you know, really
that road is wild.
But this one, the drive after the park, it was about 2.5 miles, mostly at the very ridge top of a mountain. And I was really sweating it.
I know. Like, I'm like, at one point you were in the middle of the road, and I'm like, Dan, you just can't drive in the middle
of the
road.
But
like,
man,
I understand
wanting to, but
you got to move over.
I can't even imagine pulling an RV up.
I cannot even imagine. And they were big.
Curves. They were really big.
So, yeah, there's definitely people that know how to do
it. But then again, like, a lot of those homes are new, which means that, like, construction.
Well,
like,
that's what I was thinking.
Vehicles
were driving infrastructure
up
that
there.
Gets up
yeah.
there. Well, and I, because we had cell service, and I do this often when I travel, I get the Zillow app out and I look for home, you know, just to see what what homes are selling for, just to see the interiors of them. I'm always interested in seeing that. So we were up on this high ridge, and we saw this house for sale, and I quickly got it. And in the inside, I mean, it was a huge grand house, like 4,000 square feet or something insane. Like, I don't even know what people do with that much square footage. But anyway, well, I do know because I looked at the inside of this house and they had like a baby grand piano.
Oh,
and I thought,
Jesus.
What piano company is driving up this road?
Yeah, like, no kidding.
But there were.
We'll deliver it to the bottom, but you got to
get
it.
Like,
up.
Get a pulley system to get it up there. I was like, wow, you know? I mean, it's just one of those things. If you live in an area, you get used to the road, you drive it every day, you know who's coming, whatever.
Yeah, but the piano delivery guy is.
I know, that's
isn't
what I'm saying.
Driving it every
or
day.
Like the, you know, new fridge delivery person.
Yeah, it was.
There's a lot, but it. Did seem like Rapid City's growing fast. There was a lot of new construction. I don't know. It's still pretty small, though. It's a small place. It's funny when you're in a small, not a very populated area, everything becomes very relative.
Right.
But when you really
look
at it, it's pretty small.
It's like, what, 74,000? That is not
for
a big
a city,
place.
That's
and
very
that's a,
small. Yeah.
It's is it, I think it's probably the biggest city in South Dakota.
You know, I don't know.
Sioux Falls is probably bigger.
I have no idea.
But It's certainly the biggest thing around here. It's the biggest thing around here. Huge amount.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, even the biggest thing around here, including most of Wyoming, like it's, you know, bigger than most of the cities there. That's so it's true. But yeah, it was a fun,
it was a fun day.
Fun little day. And we got back, still grabbed the nap.
Yep. Still that was
grabbed
amazing.
That nap, even grabbed though we went. Nap. Went a little longer.
And we were like, and we parked out in front of the Rapid City Public Library, as is our way.
Yeah, to use
and
the
like,
Wi-Fi.
Furiously, like, backed up photos and downloaded a couple shows and that kind of thing, too, which is kind of funny. That's our jam. We just drive up to libraries and borrow the Wi-Fi.
We war drive on libraries, as they used to say in the 90s with Wi-Fi or the 2000s.
What did they say?
War driving.
I don't even know those.
Oh, yeah. That was a dumb hacker term for finding open Wi-Fi networks.
We're war driving.
You'd drive around and you'd do war driving. So you'd find the networks and then you'd...
I don't know. I've never heard of that, but I love it. I love the sound of it.
Yeah.
War driving.
Sounds tougher than it is. It's mostly just nerdy.
It was mostly just parking in front of a building. But, you know.
It used to be harder. I used to have a little keychain that you could press and it would... You know, tell you if there was an open Wi-Fi signal around.
Really?
That's how rare they were.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like, I mean, in this area, they're pretty darn rare. Well,
we really are in a weird...
We are in a weird,
weird
like,
internetless pocket.
Yeah.
That will be nice to get out of the internet.
That will be nice, although internet. I'm trying to appreciate as much, you know, because I know it will change after, you know, once we leave here in a couple days.
Yeah.
It's going to... change and be changed until the end of our trip. We're going to have it, so I'm trying to be.
We
like,
don't know in the Badlands.
That's true.
We
that's
don't know.
True. We don't know.
It's a different campsite, so we actually don't know. And I don't think we had it there. So
yeah, I don't even remember now. But
I don't remember either.
Yeah.
But
anyway.
But yeah, I mean, it is something to appreciate, but also something to appreciate when you have it.
I know. I was like trying to download. Yeah. A show from Netflix, and it was taking so long. Just one little dumb, like, 20-minute show. Anyway.
Anyway. Yeah, that's about it.
That's it.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
51.
Boom.
Bye.
The Hitch is recorded on the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at Tin Can Evangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. Please rate and review The Hitch on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to us, and tell your friends to subscribe as well. And we'll see you on the road.